Children, would you help me again? Please come down and help. Come on. I have 12 little candles. They're not really candles. They're flashlights made to look like candles. Come on up. Come on up. Let me have one. And I'll show Theo. Come on up here, Theo. You want to hold a candle? Here's what you do. I'll turn it on. It's a little flashlight. You stand right here. See little baby Jesus? And you hold a candle like this. Can everybody do that with a candle? Come on up. Come on up if you have a candle. Come around Jesus right over here. Come on around. Over on this side. Who's got a candle? Come on up if you have a candle right by Jesus. He's the light. All right, we got them all. Okay, come on over here. Okay, let's see. The tall ones over on this side. And then everybody sit down. Okay, wonderful. What a great blessing. We're here on the Feast of the Presentation. Jesus was presented to his Heavenly Father in the temple, our Heavenly Father, by Mary and Joseph. And who else was there? Simeon, we heard, and Anna was there. Well, what does that mean? Here's what Simeon said. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel. Jesus is our light. And that's why we have candles. See all the candles around, and we bless the candles? Jesus is our light. Wow. He is our salvation, gives us eternal life. And what does that mean, Jesus is our light? When we're in darkness, do you have a little flashlight in the darkness to light the darkness? Well, there's other kinds of darknesses, aren't there? Maybe when you're sad, you feel like you're in darkness. Call on Jesus. Jesus, the light, will help you. How about when you're being punished? Have you ever punished? How about you? Okay, confession time. Well, that feels like we're in darkness when we're punished, so we can ask Jesus to be our light. Maybe we grown-ups, maybe financial struggles or relationship troubles, we feel in darkness, so we want Jesus to light us up. So always call on Jesus when you're in darkness. He is our light. He is our salvation. Should we sing about that a little bit?
Yes.
All right. Repeat after me, and then we'll know the words. Just the words and the music. Christ be our light.
Christ be our light.
Shine through our darkness.
Shine through our darkness.
Christ be our light.
Christ be our light.
Shine in your church gathered today. You know that song? I think the people do. I know the choir does. Ready? Christ be our light. Shine in our hearts. Shine through the darkness. Christ be our light. Shine in your church. Gather today. Yes, Jesus is our light. He lightens our lives when we're sad, when we're lonely. A couple more times. Christ be our light. Shine in our hearts. Shine through the darkness. Christ be our light. Shine in your church. Gather today. Yes, Jesus is our light. Maybe when we're sick, maybe when we're suffering, Jesus is the light to help us. Trust in Jesus always. One more time. Christ be our light. Shine in our hearts. Shine through the darkness. Christ be our light. Shine in your church. Gather today. Okay, and the final thing said in the gospel today, the child grew and became strong. Jesus grew and became strong. filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Let us always trust in Jesus, our light. Okay, you can put the candles right on this table. And thank you. You can go back to your families, children. My concluding reflection will be from Pope St. John Paul II in 2001 on this feast day. Also, it was a feast day of the consecrated life. So the first paragraph refers to consecrated religious, and then the next two paragraphs to all of us. Pope St. John Paul, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. The consecrated life is a call to reflect Christ's light in an exceptional way. As I look at you, dear brothers and sisters, I think of the hosts of men and women of every nation, language, and culture who are consecrated to Christ by the vows of poverty, virginity, and obedience. This thought fills me with consolation, for you are like leaven of hope for humanity. You are salt and light for the men and women of today, who through your witness can glimpse the kingdom of God in the way of the gospel beatitudes. Like Simeon and Anna, take Jesus from the arms of his most blessed mother and filled with joy for the gift of your own vocation, bring him to everyone. Christ is salvation and hope for every person. Proclaim him by your life dedicated entirely to the kingdom of God and the world's salvation. Proclaim him with that uncompromising fidelity which, even recently, had led some of your brothers and sisters in various parts of the world to martyrdom. Martyrdom. Be light and comfort to everyone you meet. Like lighted candles, burn with the love of Christ. Spend yourself for him, spreading the gospel of his love everywhere. Through your witness, the eyes of many men and women of our time will also be able to see the salvation prepared by God in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people, Israel. Let us trust in the light of Christ to lighten our darkness, whatever the darkness exists in our lives. Let us spread that light to others, back to him in our prayer, to others to lighten their life in compassion, forgiveness, service, and mercy. Jesus will be there. He is our light. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.